Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on building a functional organization. Now, one of the things that we have to really think about in order to have a good work environment and a good product or service that we're delivering, it's all about the people. You've got to have the right people doing the work. Otherwise, you've got a big problem. And once you realize that you have somebody that either isn't up to par or is a negative person or you just don't trust, you've got to make a clean break. And far too often, I find that we tend to be too tolerant of people that just aren't up to our standards and they don't share our values. And those people have a way of destroying businesses. You know, if they're negative people, they're gonna wreak havoc inside the work environment. Because what's gonna happen is negative people, they turn other people negative, and all of a sudden you've got a mutiny on your hands. So if you have that negative person, those people are very hard to change. And if you're a glass half empty type person, I'm not saying that you can't be brought around, but I am saying that, you know, those people have a way of you know, creating problems for people in management. And maybe you can convince them over time to change, but that may be a long, drawn-out situation. So that's a decision you have to make, or, you know, you may want to think about separating yourself from that person. You know, in the case of dishonesty, you know, if somebody proves to you to be dishonest, I would expect that you're going to see that again and again. And realize the stakes may be bigger the next time you see it than the time you're facing it. Remember one other thing, too, is when you find yourself with an employee that is less than what you're looking for, it's often easier to fire people early. So from a human resource standpoint, typically you can get rid of people within a 60 or 90 day period. After that, it becomes a little bit more difficult, especially for large businesses. So once you realize you have a problem and you realize also that it's a problem that is probably not going to fix itself very easily, you think you can do better elsewhere, you know, that's the time to really make that difficult decision. The worst thing you can do is keep a poor performer, keep a negative person, keep a dishonest person too long, because it's a ticking time bomb. It's only a matter of time until you have a bigger problem. So the idea here, it's not a pleasant one today, but it's the reality of the world. When you have people that are either not performing, that are negative, you've got to manage them out. And you've got to get in front of that right away. If you're in a position where you're too removed from it, in other words, you don't think you're going to get the real story, or you're just not working very closely with the person that's at issue, circulate a questionnaire. You'd be surprised what you'll get back, especially if it's an anonymous one where people will talk. Because what will end up happening if you don't rectify the situation, you're going to lose your very good people. And that's the worst thing that can happen. Right? One bad person can chase away an awful lot of good people. It's just not worth it for your business. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to Stitcher and iTunes to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about the idea of having weekly check-ins with the people that work for you. But for today, I just want to reiterate this piece about managing people, negative people out. You know, it doesn't necessarily just have to be for a larger business. It could be people in your home. And if you've got a cleaning person that is very negative, or you don't trust, or, you know, again, things happen. The first sign you see, address it, make a business decision, and sometimes that business decision is managing people out. And if that's what you need to do, sometimes you just have to cut bait and move forward.